Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
And we're back here at halftime, guys. We're going to leave it here as the cheerleaders are going to do an awesome Thriller performance. Dance team, we'll jump in here in a little bit. We're going to try to keep it for the band, the athletic honor banquet, all that going on. So we're going to leave it here for you guys. If you're watching on Bomber Sports, that's what you're going to see. If you're on Classic Hits 101.7, you're going to hear the music and hear the presentations. And we'll be back with you shortly as we're here 14-7, Bombers leading at halftime.
Squad. And now, please welcome to the field your barbells. Our 2024 Mountain Hope High School Athletic Hall of Honor inductees. But first, please welcome back past inductees in attendance tonight. They are, from the 2011 class of inductees, Cindy Sanford Berg. 2012 inductee, D.A. Dalkey. 2013 inductees, John Bugart and Don Webb. 2014 inductees from the 1957 football team, David Larson. From the class of 2016, Donna Grecki. From the class of 2016, Miss Janet Wood. 2017 inductees from the 1997 state championship baseball team, David Drury. From the class of 2017, Clint Pedrell. From the class of 2018, Coach Brad Morris. From the class of 2022 inductees from the 2008 softball team, Callie Payton Hendricks. Shelby Upshaw. Miranda Manchester. And Alex Hoffman. 2023 inductees, Mike Breton. Now, please join us in honoring the 2024 Athletic Hall of Honor inductees. Our first one is Tommy Sharp. He is a 1961 graduate of Mount Home.
This is the Hall of Honor inductees. Mount Home Education Foundation also does a Hall of Honor awards that were presented before the first of the game. This is the Hall of Honor awards that are given out through the school. We're going to let you listen to this and kind of who. We got about 13 minutes left and a half. We will have a band performance after this, and we'll talk a little bit about that before that goes on. Once again, we're going to let you listen to the 2024 Hall of Honor inductees.
Dale Barnett is a 1984 graduate from Mountain Home High School. He served as quarterback for the Bombers and was selected as All-Conference's junior and senior years. His athletic career continued as he played for Wachita Baptist University. He's the father of daughters Cassie and Blair and the granddaughter to Jackie and Avery. Dale Barnett. Our next inductee is Leslie Frazier. She is a 1990 Mountain Home High School graduate. She was a member of two Lady Bomber state runner-up teams. As a Bomber, she was National Merit Scholar, All-State Basketball, All-State Volleyball, Miss Bomber, and as well as a recipient of many other accolades. She went on to play at Southern Methodist University, where she was Outstanding Senior Female Athlete in 1994. Leslie Frazier. Our next inductee is Glenda Small. She began her teaching career in Mountain Home in August of 1984. After teaching for 29 years, she retired. She was the 2014 Educator of the Year and inducted in the Mountain Home Education Foundation in 2018. Ms. Glenda took countless pictures of our athletes over the years in every sport, often traveling hours with her unwavering support. Hundreds of Bombers have been the recipients of thousands of pictures simply because Ms. Glenda. She was a true Bomber through and through. She was married to her husband, who is in attendance tonight, Terry, for 37 years, and then have one daughter who is also here in attendance, Julie Gotten, and one granddaughter, Jade. This is Miss Linda Small. The next inductee is Bob Rechtenwald. He has been a Bomber supporter for 46 years in various sports, including youth football, softball, bowling, wrestling, and a member of the press box, broadcasting, and with the Bomber band. His contributions range from coaching, serving on boards, sponsoring awards, and volunteering with the Gridiron Club. Bob is married to Tina, and they have four children, Stephanie, Kimberly, Robert, and Tim, all of which are Mountain Home Bombers. This is Bob Rechtenwald. Our next inductees are Max and Debbie Atkinson. They started their coaching career at Mountain Home in 1999 in our soccer program. Together, they led the Lady Bombers to two state championships. Throughout their coaching careers, they never finished outside the top four in any state championship. From 2000, they worked side-by-side as Max was the voice of the Bombers, and Debbie managed scoreboard and kept official books for basketball and football games until his death in 2022. Max was a loving father of three daughters, Kelly, Susie, and Jennifer. Debbie is a devoted mother to two sons, Sean Harms and Chris Harms. And together they have 10 grandchildren. This is Max and Debbie Atkinson. Our playable inductees are two teams, the 2009 and 2011 Lady Bomber soccer teams.
This halftime is being brought to you by Borg Builders. Jason Ashley Borg. We're able to keep it here, guys, and hear the 2024 Hall of Honor Awards because of them. We appreciate their sponsorship here at the halftime for Borg Builders.
There are members here in attendance tonight from the 2009 soccer team. Penny Powell.
Go ahead,
please. Rob Rogers. Molly Elders. Coach Leah Coleman. Coach Kevin Roach. Christina Fallujah. From the 2011 soccer team, Bailey Kreider. And Jordan Helmert. There are other members in attendance who are members of both teams. Samantha Connor. Lacey Hollingsworth. Lindsay Wagner. Alicia Rice. And head coach, Debbie Atkinson. And Hannah Osmond. Kim Berkey. Gentlemen, congratulations to the 2024 Mountain Home Athletic Hall of Honor. Would you please stand and give them a round of applause?
We are at halftime here in Mount Home. Mount Home leading 14-7 in kind of an ugly first half here.
At this time, we're proud
we are now going to leave it here for the band.
And the Mountain Home High School Marching Bomber Band. And this year's show, I'm live inside. I'm
trying to let you listen here as the band's going to take place tonight's performance here, brought to you by Century Banks of the Ozarks with the band, Dr. Mr. Tom Chetnick and them. And here is your Mountain Home Band. Once again, Borg Builders is sponsoring this, allowing us to keep this here while we have these band performances, cheer performances, dance performances, and Hall of Honor. Here is your 2024 Mountain Home Bomber Band.
Thank you.
This year's show is entitled Alive Inside, a mesmerizing journey that brings stone statues to life through the power of music. Selections include Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful, The Great Gatsby, John Adams' Wild Nights from Harmonium, and Appleville's Forever Young. Solos this evening included Emerson Wells on adobo, Rudy Hargett on flute, Anthony Jones on alto sax, and Madison Carpenter, Gracelyn Mathis, and Captain Olivia Clements on color guard. What a great job by our 2024 band. We've got 2 minutes left as the band's clearing the field. The teams are getting ready as they're coming back out to stretch. Let's go over some stats here, Barkley, if you're back, as we're getting ready for second half football here.
Yeah, boys, got some first half stats for you. 19 passing yards. We expected that to be low. 236 rushing yards. we're averaging right at 11 yards a rush. Two touchdowns, 21 rush attempts. But the killer stats that had just kind of plagued us this first half was those penalties and turnovers, three turnovers and an additional four penalties by the Bombers. I think if we can, they all seem like issues that we can correct, things that are not hard fixes, and I expect them to come out in the second half looking like a different team.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're going to start with the ball here in this second half. Just an ugly half. I think if you ask the coaches, they would agree that it was just kind of an ugly half there. And, you know, it was one that where we could have really put this game away early. Our defense has done well enough. We let them have the score by the fumble inside the own yardage there, or, you know, inside our own 5-yard line there. And, you know, just a tough half. But I'd look for the Bombers to come out and kind of set the tone here.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee they've been getting an earful all halftime. I mean, there were some discrepancies there in their performance. We wondered about how the distractions would come into play. You cannot tell me that was not a team that was distracted in the first half. With the number of penalties they had, with the number of turnovers they had, that wasn't a Bombers team we were used to seeing.
That's right.
Now, you've been in those halves at Tobias, you know, where – nothing went right. You just kept stepping on your own toes.
Oh, yeah.
Those are not a fun halftime to be involved in.
They are not. But I tell you what, you come out a different level of fired up when you just spend all halftime getting an earful. So I look forward to seeing what these guys come out, because I promise you, Aerie's been in there chewing.
Yep. So this half is brought to you by Borg Builders, Jason and Ashley Borg. Borg Builders, they can set you up. Hey, we're about a minute away from football. We're going to take one last break before the end of this half. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Katie Ratliff with Arvest Bank, and I'm proud to add the Flipping community to my service area. But Marion County is not new to me. I've been serving businesses and entrepreneurs at Arvest and Yellville for years. With 14 years of experience at Arvest, I'm here to help take your business or farm to the next level. Stop by our branch at 802 East Main Street in Flippin to see how I can help you. Together, we can find the financial tools to reach your dreams.
Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.